You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Grand Rapids Area Chamber of Commerce has endorsed GOP candidate Bill Schuette in the race for governor, and that is not setting well with some of its members. Over 50 business people have signed a letter calling on the chamber to rescind the Schuette endorsement, reports MIBiz. Other companies are withdrawing from the chamber, including Founders Brewing, 834 Integrated Communications, and Grand Rapids restaurants Donkey Taqueria and The Winchester. And the restaurant's owner, Paul Lee, is here with us now. Paul, why sever ties with the Grand Rapids Chamber?
You know, the Chamber has done some amazing things. They've got some amazing programs. I was involved in one of those programs in 2014 called Leadership Grand Rapids. I've met some amazing people and got to see parts of the city and understand parts of the city, some of the issues affecting people in the city. You know, in one of those areas where people are affected are those in the LGBTQ community. And so our decision came about from one of our employees, at Donkey. He had heard that the chamber had endorsed publicly Bill Schuette. And, you know, he brought that to our attention, and it was something that was a little concerning for him. And then because of that, I delved in a little bit further, and I realized he was right. It wasn't the right candidate, and really I didn't feel the chamber should be endorsing any candidate without the say of businesses. And we didn't really get to have a say with that. So
I think what I'm hearing you say is the real concern is that opinion that Attorney General Schuette wrote earlier this summer, basically saying that the Elliot Larson civil rights protections don't extend to LGBTQ people.
That is correct. You know, that's one area where, you know, people are not protected. And then for me, it's like, where does it go from there? Hmm. If it's the LGBT community, then is it immigration? You know, we hire people that are immigrants. And so it is really kind of protecting everybody. Everybody should have equal rights.
Paul, did you try to talk with any chamber executives about this before you resigned? And if so, what was their explanation? And if not, why not?
I didn't talk to anyone at the chamber other than the phone call to state the reason why we're displeased with their decision and to say that we're going to be rescinding our membership.
Andy Johnston, the chamber's vice president of government and corporate affairs, did not respond to our interview request, but he did tell MIBiz that the endorsement of the attorney general for governor does not run counter to the chamber's efforts to urge the legislature and the next governor to extend civil rights protections to the LGBTQ community. Why can't the chamber do both, urge more protections and endorse the candidate it thinks will be best for Grand Rapids business?
My concern is when you align with a candidate or any one political party, if that group does not get into office, then you're already at a disadvantage. You should be working with whoever's in office, be able to cross party lines and work for what is the best for business. And for me, as a business owner, I think what is best for business is really what aligns with the people that we're trying to attract as in terms of customers and also employ. As you look at who you're trying to attract for employment, you know, you want to align your business beliefs with their own.
So in a sense, this social issue of protections for LGBTQ individuals, I'm hearing you describe this as a business issue as well.
It is, absolutely. We're here to attract talent. You know, we can't do what we do if we don't have talented individuals. And if we as a business aren't able to align our beliefs with their own, then, you know, we're just an outdated form of business.
Paul, what are you giving up by resigning from the chamber?
You know, one of the reasons why we initially signed up with the chamber is they had purchasing power when it came to things like insurance. So we do lose a little bit of that. So when we're looking for insurance renewals, because we're no longer members of the chamber, we don't have those rates. Those are one of the things that we give up. But I think it's worth giving that up and for us as a business paying a little bit more, knowing that we're aligning with what is the socially right thing to do.
And what do you foresee coming out of this protest over the Schuette endorsement, particularly the long-term impact on the Grand Rapids Area Chamber of Commerce?
Long term, I think what you'll see happen is businesses will take a look at what is the benefit of the chamber. Does the chamber really need a political action committee? Does the chamber need to be endorsing candidates, or would they be better off just presenting all of the facts for everybody that is running and let the businesses or individuals make their own decision on who they should vote for? And so I think you'll start to see that happen. I think, you know, for a small business, they'll really start to weigh is the benefit worth the risk? You know, if we're here to attract talented individuals and we want to align with the thinking of the people that we're trying to attract and employ, does it make sense to be members of a chamber?
Restaurant owner Paul Lee, one of the business owners who's resigned from the Grand Rapids Area Chamber of Commerce over its endorsement of GOP candidate Bill Schuette for governor. Paul, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks so much, Cynthia.
We received a statement from Attorney General Schuette, and I quote, "Michigan must be a place where we grow our recovering economy and ensure there is no room for discrimination of any kind because all people must be treated with dignity, grace, and respect. We will work together to protect everyone, including employment protections and religious liberties. It's been done elsewhere. It's the 21st century. We can do it here, too." His statement goes on to say, and I'm quoting, "Changes in the law in Utah are one example of the ability to find a way forward, but I would be listening to people at the table to find Michigan's way forward, including the folks at Founders and others."